Unrest continues in the Caribbean nation of Haiti. Former President Jean-Bertrand Aristide left the country under suspicious circumstances last month. Today, officials of the interim government arrested the former Secretary of the Interior on suspicion of orchestrating several killings under the past regime. Joining us now from his office here in Washington is Daniel Erickson, Director of Caribbean Programs at the Inter-American Dialogue. Good to speak with you again.
Thank you for having me.
Who is the minister arrested today, and what's he accused of doing?
This is Minister Prevert, and he was the Minister of the Interior in Haiti, and he was basically accused of trying to orchestrate a massacre to execute several opponents of Aristide during the uprising that took place last February. There may be more extensive charges laid against him, but that encapsulates the current charges.
And is this part of a wider action, do you think, against the political allies of former President Aristide?
Yes, I think this is probably the beginning of what will be a series of perhaps legal reprisals against the former members of the Aristide government. Previously, the new interim government, Gerard Latortue, forbade or prohibited any members of Aristide's former government from leaving the country. And thus, many people who might have preferred to leave Haiti when the new government came in instead have been forced to stay in the country precisely for this type of justice to be administrated.
Now, yesterday, Secretary of State Colin Powell was in Haiti yesterday. Does his visit give a stamp of approval to this interim government?
Yes, it does. I think that Powell's visit was very important for several reasons. First of all, it clearly does give the U.S. seal of approval to the new interim government. Second, he committed moral support, at least, to the new government, as well as some additional aid money and some money through the Organization of American States to help in democracy-building efforts in Haiti. But it was also important in terms of what the Secretary of State did not say. He did not say that the U.S. was committed to a long-term engagement. He did not say that the United States would help in undertaking disarmament programs. And he did not really criticize the interim government for allying itself with the rebels in the past few weeks.
And while there is a U.S. stamp, the Community of Caribbean Nations, CARICOM, has not recognized the new government.
That's correct. This continues to be a very controversial issue in the English-speaking countries of the Caribbean. And CARICOM, their regional organization, has suspended recognition of the new interim government. And in fact, they have called on the United Nations to pursue an inquiry into the role of the United States in Aristide's ouster from Haiti.
Now, what about the intimation that former President Aristide might be indicted in the United States on drug charges?
Yes, that is a rumor that has been floating around. It could be quite serious if it comes to pass. You have to remember as well that Aristide has already threatened to sue the governments of France and the United States for kidnapping him from the country. And in addition to whatever wrongdoing Aristide may have committed, this may also be a warning on the part of the United States communicating to Aristide that, listen, really, you should not push this at this time.
Keep your nose out.
Right.
Now, during the uprising against President Aristide, we heard the humanitarian situation in the Haitian countryside was on the edge of crisis. Have things improved?
Well, I think that things are slowly beginning to return to normal, but you have to understand that normal is terrible. And so while many of the aid workers have returned to their posts, some of the food distribution routes seem to be up and running. There is some medical care that's being restored to the countryside. Haiti still is the poorest and most desperate country in the hemisphere. And what it really needs is to build up the current infrastructure. Even what it had prior to the February uprising was insufficient. And the fact is that it may be returning to those levels, but those levels were insufficient.
What about the situation in the cities, especially the capital, Port-au-Prince? Is that returning to normal?
I think so. I think that the foreign military presence, there's about 3,500 troops in Haiti now, many of them in the capital, and I think that there is some normalcy that has been restored there. You don't have the generalized looting and chaos that you really saw in late February and early March. And as the foreign troops spread out into the rest of the countryside, there's also been, I think, a greater installation of order there, although the rebels probably really do remain the dominant security force once you leave Port-au-Prince.
Thanks very much.
Great, thank you.
Daniel Erickson, Director of Caribbean Programs at the Inter-American Dialogue here in Washington, D.C. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.